From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. A surge in occurrence of Lyme disease is predicted for the eastern United States 3 years after a bumper acorn crop in 2009 and 2010, and following virtually no acorns last autumn in 2011. Why is that? How do acorn crops influence rates of human illness? Oak forests demonstrate the ecological ripple effects when bumper acorn crops cause a population boom in mice, which translates into an increase in ticks and then a delayed onset spike in reported cases of human Lyme disease. Acorn boom or bust cycles directly influence the winter survival and breeding success of the most common forest rodent, white-footed mice, the preferred host for black-legged ticks and an effective vector for the transmission of Lyme disease. The new predicted Lyme disease uptick is based on 2 decades of data. 2010 acorn crops were among the heaviest yet recorded. Then mouse populations peaked last summer. A near complete lack of acorns last fall creates the perfect storm for Lyme disease. Mouse populations are crashing this year, just as infected ticks are questing for blood meals. Instead of mice, they'll find men and women. The May to July nymph season is most dangerous. Tiny nymphs, as small as a fleck of pepper, are effective at transmitting Lyme to people. Larger adult ticks, the size of a sesame seed, also transmit Lyme, yet they're responsible for a smaller fraction of tick-borne diseases. This spring and summer, tiny deer tick nymphs pose the greater health threat, so take precautions. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.
I am a dotted line, and you